try. Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, try.
Welcome things back to WGN Radio. And the soft sounds.
This is Milk. That sounds weird. It's the singer Milk. And she's one of the people that are going to be at this Together Live event tomorrow.
That's right. Joining us via the phone is Jennifer Rudolph Walsh, spearheaded the launch of WME's conference division, creating national conferences for Oprah Winfrey with the Life You Want Tour, Arianna Huffington's Thrive Conference, Cosmo Magazine with the Fun Fearless Life Conference, and what we're talking about today.
Yeah, the Together Live event. Reese Witherspoon's going to be in town, Sophia Bush, Abby Wambach, Glennon Doyle, Milk, the singer that we just heard. Amazing voice. Basically, from what I understand, they just share real stories of their own lives. It gets pretty raw, but there's music and laughter. And Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there like a big dance party that Glennon had the other night? I think in Cincinnati, or I forget which town.
That's awesome. Well, first of all, hi, you guys. I'm so thrilled to be talking to you, and I was listening in right before the commercial break, and I love that you use words like manifesting, because that's kind of the magic that we're brewing out there.
That's awesome.
We're just doing some crazy positive, what we call ourselves a touring love rally, and I think, you know, given the divided times that we're in right now, it's more needed than ever. We sort of feel like it's magic medicine for how disconnected and disillusioned people are feeling. And yes, there might be a dance party. I don't know.
That's great. Now, is this because Kathy's been educating me on the whole event and behind it, and I had some questions. So Hello Sunshine, Kathy told me, is Reese Witherspoon's company. Now, is she the producer of this?
Yes, exactly. Hello Sunshine and is our producer as well. Together Live and Hello Sunshine have partnered to sort of take this event in its third year to the next level. And so in the first 2 years, we've already seen almost 30,000 awesome warrior women and a few incredibly cool dudes along the way. And in year three, we wanted to take it to the next level. And partnering with Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine was really a dream come true, because they're committed to changing the narrative for women and girls and for making sure that all voices are heard. And so they're creating amazing content and an amazing podcast for us as well from the road. And we just feel like this way we can take the magic from inside the room to outside the room through the content opportunities.
It does seem like there's like this huge women's movement of historic proportions underway, and women are forging new paths, and they're just being total badasses, and I love it. What is this event tomorrow night? If somebody is still a little confused or on the fence, what can you say they will take away from Together Live tomorrow?
Great question. So in addition to all the amazing women that you mentioned already, right, Reese Witherspoon will be there, Sophia Bush, Cameron Esposito, Abby Wambach, Glennon Doyle, Lovie Ajayi, Milk, and this incredible woman, Priya Parker, who's a master gatherer. I think that if you're on the fence and you are available at 7:30 tomorrow, although there aren't very many tickets left, I think maybe a handful, what I can tell you is that it's an evening that brings clarity, courage, and power to your own voice as you share an evening with these incredible panel of women sharing their wisdom, their humor, a few songs from their incredible journey. But I think the biggest takeaway for every single person there has been your story matters. Your story matters.
I was just going to say
that. Voice, tell your story. Tell your story and listen bravely to somebody else's, because we really believe that storytelling is our magic superpower. And what it has the power to do is to connect us, to heal us, and to elevate us. And so we've got to be using our magic powers, and we have to use them particularly, we believe, at Together Live for these intergenerational, intersectional gatherings where you'll be hearing from women that maybe aren't in your direct community, women who, you know, perhaps are women of color or women of a different religious faith or different sexual orientation or people who are disabled. And it is my most profound belief that once you hear somebody's story, you'll never be able to see them as other again.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So it's so magic.
Jennifer, I've got a quick question here. On the pendulum that you and Kathy mentioned earlier of the women empowerment movement today in 2018, where do you feel it is on the balance of power still?
Oh, well, I mean, I think we've made amazing strides, but I think we have a very far way to go. And I think that just recognizing where privilege lives and where it sits, I think, is our biggest, one of our biggest challenges, because until we convince everybody of this very basic fact, which is that I cannot be well unless everybody is well. And it's very hard for people to believe that. They still think that as long as their family is taken care of, that the world can be a better place. And it's just simply not true. You know, it really, we won't be safe and healthy as a country and as a world until every single person has the opportunity to, you know, live their biggest and most impactful life. So I think, you know, Frank, I think we've made some strides, but I think we're a long way from being there. And I do think that really just getting together, and there's a great phrase from AA, although I'm not a member of AA, I'm very admiring of the process. And one of the phrases is, don't compare your insides to other people's outsides. And I think, given the social media world we live in, we're all constantly comparing our insides to other people's outsides. Mm. And Together Live gives us an opportunity to go inside to inside.
I think, you know, another thing it does, sorry, I think another thing it does, it inspires courage in a lot of women, because so many women are still afraid to tell their story. They have a story to tell, but the timing has to be right. And I think that this event tomorrow night might encourage people, or at least facilitate how they can best tell their story. And
That's exactly right. We're going to give them the clarity and the courage to define their own stories. We even have some exercises in the program so that when they go home, they can start looking at what are the identifiers of your story. And we give them prompts and questions, because we can't be quiet anymore. You know, it's we must share our stories and bravely listen to other people's, because we're really more alike than we are different. And when we realize that we're in it together, everything will be better.
Yeah, for sure. And we have to stop listening to critics and people that give us doubt. So often, you know, we grow up often as little girls with just having so much self-doubt put into our mind. And that quote that you said reminded me of a quote that I've heard. In a society that profits from your self-doubt, trusting yourself is a rebellious act. And I had to read that a couple of times to really, in a society that profits from your self-doubt, trusting yourself is a rebellious act. And I think that's where we are now.
The event is Together Live. Jennifer, you're going to be there as well, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I'm the MC.
Okay.
I'm the MC of every event. And it starts at 7:30 at the Auditorium Theater. And you can still get, there's just a few tickets left, but at togetherlive.com. And I promise you that even if you come alone, you won't leave alone. It is the most loving. You're laughing. You're standing up and cheering. It's really an evening like no other. And when you look at the comments on the social media, life-changing is the number one most commonly used word. And the tickets are $25, so they're affordable for everybody.
Nice.
And we made the evening 2.5 hours, because even a person who is working two jobs, if you want a better life for yourself and for your family, you can find 2 hours to actually begin the seeds of transformation. So we really tried to make it so that everybody who has the calling to be there can make it happen. And I just can't tell you how magic it is and what those rooms feel like. And it's been truly the great blessing of my life to be able to stand on those stages and listening to the stories that I've had the great honor to listen to. We're in Ann Arbor tonight, which is our sixth stop. And it's been bananas.
It's been awesome.
It sounds like, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice.
I can't wait to see you guys all tomorrow. It's going to be fun. I'll be the one.
We're so excited. We'll bring you backstage and introduce you to everybody. We're so excited to have you. And your enthusiasm sounds so exciting to me. And what I will tell you is, people, you know, it sounds like it could be a little bit of a heavy evening, but it's really light. I can't explain it. You know, people are bringing their heartbreak, but they're also bringing their hope. And they're just leaving feeling like inspired to affect change in their own lives and in the world around them.
That's great.
It's just extraordinary.
Well, Jennifer, we have to go to break, but I appreciate your time. And just to end on this note, people can go to my Facebook page, Kathy Hart, and see the picture of Glennon Doyle dancing.
Rocking
and I think
it out.
That one picture will just give you an idea of what the event is going to be like tomorrow night.
Thank you
again.
So much, Jennifer.
So
we appreciate
much.
It. We'll see you.
See you tomorrow.
I'm so grateful. Terrific. Can't wait. Thank you so much.
You got it. We'll
Bye-bye.
Be right back.